You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Isabella Ross from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Thursday, April 11th. The search for Ballarat mother Samantha Murphy has resumed in bushland, sparked by fresh intelligence. A significant search at Enfield State Park began today to try and find her body, Victoria Police said. Officers will focus on an area highlighted by intelligence derived from a number of sources. Members of the public have been asked not to join the search, which is based about 20 kilometres south from Samantha Murphy's family home. Her family was made aware the search was being undertaken. A national probe is underway after 180 complaints were made about 15 healthcare workers involved with cosmetic procedures. Several practitioners have been temporarily suspended or are no longer practicing, while the others are either banned from performing surgery or have been restricted in undertaking procedures like liposuction. In 2022, an independent review into the $1 billion cosmetic industry made 16 recommendations after it identified unsafe practices, misleading advertising, and substandard marketing across the sector. The regulator's National Director of Cosmetic Surgery Enforcement said there is a focus on cleaning up the sector to keep the public safe. TikTok contributes $1.1 billion to the Australian economy each year, according to a new report released by the app. The controversial social network released the findings today, though the positive results come at a challenging time for them. TikTok faces a nationwide ban in the United States and was banned from Australian government-issued devices last year. Australian authorities have rejected a nationwide ban move here, but have said they are keeping a cautious eye on the Chinese government's influence on the app, given it's owned by a Chinese company. Lastly, a social media famous magpie, known for her fun relationship with two dogs, will be reunited with her family under certain conditions. Molly the magpie had been surrendered to Queensland authorities by her Gold Coast family in March following complaints over the lack of a permit. Juliet Wells and Reese Mortensen rescued the bird when she fell from a nest in 2020 before she formed a happy and wholesome relationship with their dogs Peggy and Ruby. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles said the Department of Environment, Science and Innovation was working with the couple to secure a permit and bring Molly home with strict conditions to assure the best outcomes for her health and safety. That's your evening news headlines. In tomorrow's ep, we're looking into the divided reaction to Beyoncé's new country album, Cowboy Carter, and what it represents. Many say the negative response reflects a section of the country music industry that has had a stronghold on who can be at the top for a very long time. Check out The Quickie, wherever you get your podcasts.